ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ಸ್ವರೂಪಿಗಳಾದ ತಮ್ಮೆಲ್ಲರಿಗೂ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ರುದ್ರೇಶ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ಹೌ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ. ಟುಡೇ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಶೇರ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಆಫ್ thoughts and opinion on stress management. ಒತ್ತಡ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಸ್ ಮಾಡೋದು ಕನ್ನಡನ ಇಂಗ್ಲೀಷ್ ಪ್ರಯಾಣ ಇಂಟ್ರಾಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ how our life has been, then that should really shed some light on whether we have led a successful life or not. We have to take stock of the life that we have gone through. We were born with some shape, some form. Once there is a form, there has to be a name. So some name, we are all there. You can go back how we were, when we were infants. Maybe we cannot recollect very early stages of our life, but nonetheless, at least slightly less than primary school, something like that we know, we can somewhat recollect. How were we then? Balyastavat kridasakta. We were interested in playing. Today that is also changed. The moment the child goes to the pre-nursery and things like that, there is always some competition, tension, some programs, so many things happen. But generally speaking, at that age, all of interest is to be playful. You are not serious about, nobody thought about what is the stress, etc. That is one stage. But today the childhood has grossly changed. They are also not interested in playing with their limbs. They want to play only with their fingers. Some video game, some computer game, some game in the mobile. Then the schooling. And why did we go to school? Why did we go to school?
Because we were pushed to the school.
Correct. If there is nothing, nobody told me, at least me, if nobody told you how to go to school, you have to become that, this, this, then I would not have gone. So the whole life starts somebody telling you, you have to become that, this, this. So you go to a school, you start. Then in the school, the moment you join, unknowingly you are in the trap of a competition. There itself the comparison starts. I compare with someone else. Maybe for whatever reason, I cannot grasp the subject well, but still I struggle because someone else is better than me. I try to do something, whether I meet that or not, I come under a pressure. practice starts. Even in the family, parents will tell us, look at that fellow, how he is studying. Yesterday night, even midnight, 12 o'clock, the lights were on. You have slept at 9 o'clock. All that will go on. So this will build up. This will go on. You somehow cross. Then we come to the next stage of life. Youth. In youth, what is our general configuration? It is said in scriptures that Tarunastavat Taruni Saktaha. It is not just limited to Tarunas. Taruna, Taruni, Taruni, Taruna, both. Men, women. All that it means is that you are attracted to something. It is not gender biased, it applies to both genders. You want to become that, you want to become this. You want to get that, you want to get this. So this whole gamut of securing and procuring begins. You want to procure something. You go ahead with it. Somebody says you have to become that. So you try to do that. You want to procure. Once you procure, you think you will be happy. But there is another problem. Whatever you have to, you have procured, you have to think of securing that. Otherwise there is no use. Once you get a car, all right, you are happy. You have made some loan. You have shown it to all your relatives, friends, that I have bought such and such a car. Nobody will ask whether you have made a loan, or you will also not tell them you are paying some EMI. But you have a car. Now the society recognizes you with that car. More so, we get attached to that car. Any family function, even if the roads are not good, traffic is bad, we want to go in that car. Now if there is some difficulty also, now what is the problem? You cannot sell the car and solve your problem. Because what? Status. Now you build a status. You have worked to get the status. Now you have to still work further to maintain co-status. So you have got in the trap. So naturally, this builds up stress, because you have to maintain that. This applies to everything. House. First you have 2-bedroom house. Fantastic. You have wardrobes. Then you will suddenly find, to put the clothes, the wardrobe space is not enough. Suddenly there is a cribbing starts. There is no space, this house is very small. No space in the wardrobe where to keep all these clothes. And we tend to believe, yeah, it is small. The mind will never tell us, idiot, you have excess and therefore you cannot store. It will never tell. So, we tend to go for a 5-bedroom house. You have to work for that. You have to improve your business or whatever. Whatever in excess you have to do. That is not easy. 5-bedroom, you have built. Everything is fine. You have what is called as walk-in wardrobes. You can get into the wardrobe, pick, choose, wear and come down. such a huge wardrobes also are built, then also how many people are there? Husband, wife, and only one daughter or son. That's it. There is a gym. All that is plain. Everything set up. There is a home theater also. Ultra modern. And everything is set up. Only then graha pravesham is done. You know the current trend? Nobody will do. Earlier the trend used to be first you call, then you furnish. Now they don't do. They do everything set up, all, you know, kitchen, bathroom, everything is properly made, and then graha pravesham is done. So that nothing wrong. We want people to look at what we have accomplished in life. So they come, they praise you, you play all that. You show them your latest treadmill, gym, everything. And down the line, the cribbing start. What is the first thing that comes? Oh, it is horrible. Who will maintain this big house? How can I maintain? You fellow, you run away to office. You know, I have to maintain 5 bedroom. Why did you build this huge? Earlier it was so good, only 2 rooms, we could see each other. Now you are there in that room, this fellow's son is in that room, I have to call him using what? A mobile inside the house, or more so, you send a SMS. In many houses I have seen, for calling to lunch, we have a huge house and the lady cannot climb because knee arthritis. It is not possible. You have built a fantastic bathtub and telling you real life example. Nice bathtub, gentleman has built. Fantastic. Appreciated. It has got all, you know, multiple jets. You can direct the force and direction of the water jet. But poor below, he cannot get into the bathtub. He says, I can sleep, but I am not sure can I get up. Because he has a back problem. What is the use? What have you accomplished? What for are you struggling? So, if you lead your life this way, if your life is built on this kind of a economy model, what will happen? The scriptures have said, uruddhastavat chintasaktaha. When you become old, what will you have? Only worries. You will have loads of worries. You start thinking, array, I did this fellow, I built his house for him. Son or daughter, doesn't matter. I built this whole thing, I made everything. This fellow could not get proper marks, but still I paid extra fees. I got him a seat in management quota, I made him an engineer. And I gave one more factory to him with the hope what? He will take care of not only my business but also my body when it is required. But that fellow will have a different thinking. He will not stay with the parents. Then you stop trying. You made so much of money, you have lots of money, okay. Everything is available, there is a cook at the house. All ingredients are there. Italian kitchen is there. You have a 4-outlet gas stove. Everything is fantastic. cook is phenomenal. She can cook anything for you, delicious. Mm-hmm. 180 bar 120, what blood pressure? Doctor has instructed no salt in the house. Okay, the blood, the reading is 300, what sugar level? Doctor said, don't even look at the sweets, not eating, don't even look at. What will you eat? You will tell her, do some pulka, oil-less pulka, sugarless, milkless coffee. What kind of life are you heading to is what our scriptures ask. It is right, everybody is right. What do we look for in life? It is not bad to say that, okay, my house is small, I want bigger, nothing wrong. It is ultimately our mindset. One fellow went to a guru and told him, sir, my house is very small, I want big house. What to do, but I don't have enough money to do this. The guru said, please listen, take 4 buffaloes, you tie it inside the house. You see me after after 1 month. He went. Fortunately, he was obedient to the guru. He went, he tied buffaloes. He was there, you know, all that fecal matter, urine, that smell, space was not sufficient. It was terrible. After 1 month, he went to guru and told him, sir, nothing happened. What is the suggestion you have given? It has become terrible to live in the house. Guru said, nothing to worry, release all those 4 buffaloes and go. He went, he released everything. Then he felt house has become big. Suddenly felt, then he realized, yes. This is what we have done. We are adding all unnecessary things because today's tendency is what? Today's tendency is, if there is some discount on anything, you buy. That's all. You buy. So they, if you go to Big Bazaar, they make very funny combinations. Very funny combinations. You buy soap. Socks free. You buy. Then the housewife says, why did you buy socks? You don't even have shoes. Then you go for shoes. And you complicate life. Uncalled for. Because the scriptures say that your outlook to life itself is deficient. Therefore, this approach will never ever solve your problem. From the childhood, again going back, what is it, why did we go to school? Somebody said, you study, you will be able to have a brighter future. Why brighter future? What do you mean by brighter future? You can be happy, isn't it? Then we became, got into the youth. Then they said, you have to work hard, you have to dream, you have to achieve. Why? You can be happy. Correct? Is there anyone who works for sadness? Anyone? No one. All of us have been working, slogging for one single reason in life called happiness. We want to be happy. Most of us, I think, average age in this group, maybe 50, average age. 50 years we have spent with slightly digress. Let us say I start a business. He's already thinking, Dr. Guresh. What? Have some mercy on me. I just told, let us say, let me start a business. You are already saying inside the mind, you will not be able to start anything. You will only incur loss. I agree. That's what I am going to say. Let us say I start a hotel business. I made some investment. I stopped. First month there is a loss. When there is a loss, I naturally come to talk to some business people like you, maybe Shivkumar. He will say, initially everything is like that, my factory also like that. You have to wait. First month itself, you cannot make profit. You forget it. You don't know business tactics. I will tell you, you wait. Then again, I will continue. 1 year, it will be loss. I will again meet. Then the business people will say, maybe it will improve. Then 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, loss. I sell everything, whatever I have, loss. But still I don't change the business. I don't change my tactics. I keep on doing. What is my basic aim? To make profit. But what I am doing, I am incurring loss. But I keep on, 10 years, 20 years loss, 30 years loss, 40 years loss, 50 years loss. What do you call a person like me? You are hesitant. I will tell you, you call me a fool. Correct? Is it? Correct. Such people who would not realize even after 30-40 years that they are not able to achieve what they wanted to achieve, they are called fools. Similarly, ever since we got some thinking, we wanted to be happy. Even after 50 years we are not happy. What should we call ourselves? Isn't it? So the scriptures say, there is nothing wrong. We all have to look for three things in life. We want security. Correct? We want to be secure. So that there is no fear in me. I want to be secure. That is the reason why we build house. Some for themselves, some for their children, some for their grandchildren, some for their grand-grand-grand-grandchildren, yet to be born, not known. Down the line there could be some infertility problem. That's also the problem. But they build. Houses are available. Security is needed. No dispute. Then what else you need? Happiness. You want to be happy. Who wants to be sad? Who wants to be depressed? You want to be happy. Yes. Agreed. There is third thing. What is that? Permanence we seek inside, permanence. Somehow we we want to escape death, birth we could not escape, the death we don't want, we want to be permanent. Initially there are problems and the hairs become white, first white hair slightly disturbs the mind. Okay, you use a scissor and cut it off, then it multiplies, you die, but you don't want to die. But it will not sleep. We need permanence. All right, there's nothing wrong. We need security. We need happiness. We need permanence. Scriptures themselves say, yes, you have the right to seek this. Many say that your scriptures are all negative. No, scriptures say, Upanishad proclaim, yes, you need all these things, you have the right to seek this. But one fellow in the street, bright street light was there, lot of sand was there, he was searching something. Naturally someone, walkers, they joined, they asked him, what are you searching? Nothing. Said, Nare, you are searching, we will help you. He said, I've lost my gold ring. Then they said, oh, is it so? We will also search. Huge gang, everybody searched, not a grain of sand was left. Thorough search. Then one fellow asked, Arre, nowhere there is a, did you really lose it here? He said, no, no, I did not lose it here. I lost it in the house. Arre, idiot, if you have lost it in the house, why are you searching in the street? He said, in the house there is no light. In the street there is light, therefore I am looking for it here. Like that, our scriptures also say, yes, you need security, you need happiness, you need permanence, but you are searching for them in the wrong place. What is the wrong place? Something that is not within you. You are searching outside. You know, outside nothing is secure. You have seen the outside world. What is secure? You can be going in the nicest of Boeing 777, MH370. You do not know whether you will land, or from 30,000 feet you will go further up. They don't know. Nothing is ensured. Where is security? Anything can happen anywhere. You are reading newspapers. You are only assuming that you are not included. No. Any of our name can appear in tomorrow's newspaper if they are willing to publish and somebody ensures the news reaches. And we are searching for security in this. Scriptures say it cannot happen. This is not the place where you can look for security. Then happiness. You are looking for all outside. Where is happiness? Have you seen anybody saying that, as I'm always happy? We don't see much people. Always there is some struggle. Lot of mood swings, somebody says something, all of us are getting disturbed, perturbed for whatever reason, one or the other reason. There is no happiness. There is, but it's all temporary. Temporary. You have money, yes, you keep on eating sweets, let us say, you love sweets. Eat. Yeah. blood test, some fellow recognizes you are diabetic, same sweets will be a cause of misery. What was giving you pleasure has the potential to give you pain. Correct? The whole world, you love your wife or husband so much, assume at least. Because when I say that, many faces became grim. But I said, at least assume. Anyway, this is the right part. But when this happens, well, when everything is fine, yeah, everything looks good, that is okay. But one has to go. Very rare that both husband and wife take the same flight which will not land. Rare. But generally, someone has to go. If your attachment with your spouse is so strong, the pleasure that you have derived is so strong, the pain that you experience will also be that strong. Simple. You love your car so much, it is gone, somebody hits on the road, some BTS fellow, either you apply your brake or he doesn't apply his brakes, it will break your car, and suddenly the same car which was a source of pleasure becomes a source of pain. You love your son or daughter so much, they also flourish very well in life, lot of attachment, everything. Goes to US, does very well, something happens here to you or anyone, you send the information via Skype. What is the advantage of Skype? You can also see the parents limping in action. Earlier it has to be only descriptive. Now the visual mode is available, but they say that I cannot come, but I can send you whatever is the amount of dollars needed for your knee replacement. I have seen this. One person had a kidney failure, had to undergo dialysis, he cannot go to hospital, both the sons are in US, well settled. Son, because of societal and family compulsions, had to come. 3-day crash visit, he saw his father, said, all that I can do is I can buy a dialysis machine, install in the house. You plug in, plug out whenever you want. More than this, I cannot do anything. Same son about whom you were boasting so much. Whatever. The sum and substance of this is that in the outside world, anything that gives you pleasure has a built-in potential to give you pain. And the pain is directly proportional to the pleasure. This does not mean you should not love your family and all that. All that it means is that you should learn to be non-attached. People always mistake love and attachment. In fact, love can flourish only when there is non-attachment. Otherwise, it is, although looks little unparliamentary, it is only called lust. It is not called love. In fact, all these film etc., they very wrongly project the concept of love. The love they use in their songs or project in their films actually is lust. It is not love. Love happens when there is no expectation. We all live on expectation. That is why we are all selfish. Be it be husband, wife, children, this is not what I am saying. This is how Brihadaranyaka Upanishad starts. Very clearly so. It is all, we say we love, we all that. It is all. Ultimately, you love only yourself. Self-love is the highest love. Other things are only out of attachment. If you are in selfishness, when you are talking to someone, always at the back of the mind we have one question. What is that? What do I get from this person? When you are in love, also there won't be any question, but there will be an inner craving. What is that? That is, what can I give to this person to make him better? That is, when there is no expectation. Then the third thing that we look for is somehow we want to be permanent. We don't want that. Our grandparents, maybe some grand-grandparents, they have died. And several other relatives also have died because they are all fools. I am intelligent, I will escape. No. Now, yes, to think like that, to work like that, think like one titi, Varshadal Purna, Vaikun Samaradhan, attend Madi, Bajjari, Uta Madhan, Namdu, one Vaikun Samaradhan, Titi, Agathe, and the Namukya, Purla. Mado, it is. I tell you, in a place where I was some years back, one great scientist, Professor G.N. Ramachandra, he passed away. There was a condolence meeting for Professor G.N. Ramachandra at our faculty hall. During condolence meeting, other colleagues or fellow researchers are also invited to speak few words about the departed personality. And there was one Professor Vishwamitra, another great name in physics. He came, he spoke about Professor G.N. Ramachandra. After he spoke, he went and sat in the front row. Suddenly he collapsed. The whole program got cancelled. People hurried to him. Shifted to hospital, which only declared that he is being brought dead. See how temporary is this life. We are seeing day in, day out. Scriptures say that you are a fool. You are looking for your aspiration to look for something permanent. Agreed. But the place where you are looking is not. Therefore, if you want to be secure, if you want to be happy, if you want to be permanent, it is possible, provided instead of going extraward, going outside, you change your attention to inward. Once you start looking inward, once you start realizing, once you start questioning yourself as to whom am I, all your problems, whatever stress is, tension, in fact they don't even appear. But today what has happened? People do not want you to escape from stress, so they have divided. There is something called bad stress, there is something called as useful stress. Books, several books have been written. People project that. And we tend to still believe that. Who projected this kind of a model? West. You look at West, are they really happy? They are culturally sound, happy living there. Most of you have seen or heard. No. Then should we not question that there should be some problem with this? We should. Therefore, our scripture said that yes, all these discussions have been done. My dear, look inside. Then you will ask me, sir, you said go inside, just look who am I, but I have got 40 workers in my industry, do you come and feed them? What will happen to my business? Correct? How long should I speak?
Another 5 minutes.
The answer to that is, well, you have to be working. We are all working because by nature we cannot simply sit quiet. Who said this? Lord Krishna has said this in Bhagavad Gita. You cannot simply sit quiet. You have to do some work. That is how we have been doing some work. If you can really sit quiet, you need tremendous sadhana. It is not easy, it is not possible. They are called sannyasis, samyaknyasa. They have left everything. What do? Sannyasis, original definition I have seen. But no, sannyasis are the busiest people. Yeah? You go to the airport, there are the people who take the business class. Anyway, so then what is the solution? Yes, you have to work. Now you say, because we worked, we got into all these bondages. That is why Krishna says, there is an art and science of working. And that is what is called as Karma Yoga. What is this Karma Yoga? It says, karmanyevadhikaraste maapaleshu kadachana. Then you will ask, then why should I work? I will do everything. I will cook the rice. Rice is done. Karma is accomplished. Maapaleshu kadachana. I will not eat. I will throw it in the gutter. No. That is not the meaning. There was one Jagadish Chandra Bose. You must have heard. A great name in the science. After his degree, these were the days when British were ruling, he went to the Presidency College in Calcutta to join as a science lecturer. He met the head principal, Sir Alfred Kraft. He was very intelligent, Jagadish J.C. Bose. He said, I want to join, I want to teach. All Breadcraft said, you are welcome to teach. We also need teachers, but you have to remember two things. Number one, we have several other faculty who are Englishmen, Britishes. Please note that you will never be treated in par with them. Number two, you will be paid half of what those people are getting paid. Now what are the options? Options are, number one, Bose would have said, hell with you, I will not work. Number two, you could have picked up a fight. Why the hell will you not teach me in part? Why do you differentiate? Number three, he would have accepted. Oh, all right, sir. Britishers are great, sir. I am happy with getting half the salary, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for even talking to me, sir. That was also possible. He took a totally different line of action. What is that action? He said, all right, I will teach with one request. Alfred Kraft asked, what? Said, sir, I don't want to take salary. I'm trying to convince him. He said, no, sir, please don't pay any salary. By then, in fact, Bo's father had died, they have a lot of family loans. Bo started teaching. He observed what these Britishers do, how they teach. And all that he did was, he devised his own methodology of teaching to the students, and he excelled. He became an ace teacher. He innovated novel ways of teaching. It became so much that students used to come half an hour before to his class, because from many other classes students used to throng, and space was a serious limitation. 3 years he did that without salary. It came to a stage that students from other professors, British professors, they also bunked their class and wanted to attend Bo's class. Then Sir Alfred Kraft realized he is not an ordinary man. Bose never worked for money, remember. He only wanted to work for the sake of the work. He excelled. He was not attached to the fruit. Sir Alfred Kraft of 3 years called him and said, Bose, you are excellent. I am sorry I look to you with a bias. From today, you will be treated in par with our other British colleagues. You will be paid similar salaries. Not only that, Bose, with this pay structure, take your paycheck for all the 3 years is also ready. Take this. With that, he could resolve some of his financial crisis. And the person who had taken the loan, by then knew what kind of a man this Bose was. He came and said, the money you have given is enough. Henceforth, please don't pay me. Another story, Bose did not agree. He said, I don't want any charity. I will repay. Now I am getting enough money. He repaid that also. So, this is how we have to structure our life so that we become better. Looking inward means what? It is called as adhyatma, spirituality. And unless we go inward, our scriptures are clearly, very clearly, without mincing words, they have said, you will not get security, get happiness, get permanence. I will end with one small story, if you permit. Because I also did not want to speak too much. Why? Because while coming, Prasad somehow revealed the menu for lunch. It is so interesting that my own talk looks boring to me. There was a huge 7-foot stone. 7-foot stone, huge lying. And somebody saw, they made one committee, everything, money was collected, they wanted to make a temple. Because the stone was so attractive, a temple was made for Lord Krishna. They used that stone, it was instant. 6-foot was used for the idol, other 1 foot by maybe 4 foot remained. Beautiful idol was made, sculpted, installed in the temple with all the due procedures. People started going there. This other remaining stone was there. One below, a dhobi saw that. He said, sir, it is unnecessary laying here. Can I take it for washing the clothes? He said, the main Swamiji there said, yes, please take, let it be of use. He took it to the riverside. He used to do it at whole, you know, village. Many people used to give their clothes. He used to go use that same stone for washing their clothes. This went on for a long time. And one day, they invited an old guru to address their bhaktas. The bhaktas all, they were saying, oh, I am in that stress, Swami, that, this problem, that problem. Everybody, they used to say, everybody in general, one opinion was that we are not happy. Guru listened to all those things and simply said, looked at Lord Krishna and said, see, I think this Lord Krishna, the stone, he is inferior compared to the stone that was left out. Suddenly everybody said, what are you saying? What are you saying? Sir, this is Lord Krishna. Yes, I know. This is Lord Krishna, I know. But I find you are coming to this Lord Krishna for many years. Many years you have been coming, but inside it is not getting cleansed. But look at that stone. It is cleaning all your clothes. Who is better, that stone or this stone? That stone is cleansing. This stone is still not able to cleanse. The meaning of this is that simply looking at Lord Krishna without implementing his principles of Bhagavad Gita will not take us too far. So in short, all that I would like to say is that if anyone, any type of stress, financial or otherwise, wants a permanent solution, don't really look at some New York Times bestseller, how to become stress-free in 10 days, how to make $1 billion in 20 days, how not to die at all. All that is nonsense. Our sages have made a thorough, wonderful research, and they have already given in writing as to how we should shape our life. So, it is high time that we have to look towards what they have done and implement the same. I thank you all for your very patient listening. May God bless you all. I thank the Rotary Bengaluru Udyog for giving me this opportunity to be with you all and share few of the words of the wise. It is not my words. So I am the Supreme. God bless you all. Namaste.
Wonderful words. I have given full detail about the process, how to release and how to regarding our life importance. Thank you very much.